Yo, this is Lady Jig of Love Exchange. Happy Sunday and happy Monday tomorrow to you. I hope you're having a good evening. So for this segment, I want to talk about how I keep my podcast a secret from people I go out on dates with because, I don't know what will, I don't know how or where our potential or possibly relationship will be, so I just don't want to tell them. So as you know, I'm anonymous to you. You have no idea who I am. You don't know my real name. But my friends, obviously, the friends that are my coworkers that I tell them, I tell them that I have a podcast. Obviously, they know who I am because shit, I'm telling them, so they know who Lady Jig is, and that's fine. But for the people I meet through online dating or go on dates, I sometimes tell them about my podcast and sometimes I don't. So not everyone knows, and I don't know why it varies. Or if I do reveal it, it'll be like maybe how many dates in, you know? But I have done it where I've revealed it the first time. And at times I do regret it. I do regret telling them because then if it doesn't work out, then that means they have access to my podcast and they can listen to what I say. Or maybe they don't care, you know? So I'd rather be safe and not tell them anything. So here are the reasons why I don't and why I do. So why I don't, they don't know who else I'm dating. As you know, I talk about who I date. Not all the stuff that I talk about are always like in the moment, meaning if I'm talking about a date, it could have happened like 3 months ago, or if I'm talking about another guy, that guy could have, you know, I probably dated him in September, not now. So I do change it up. I don't always say last night I'm dating this guy, or this week this guy, you know. So it varies, so that way people don't know that I'm dating like two people or one even. So they don't know who else I'm dating. I don't want them to know. And also might make things awkward. Like, let's just say we have a second or third date and they're just like, oh, who are you dating? Who was that guy? You know, thankfully, I have not had that experience. So it's not bad right now. It's been okay. But sometimes I'm like, oh my God, did they hear me talk about this person, you know? And they might think who I'm talking about is someone I'm seeing now when really it's someone I've seen before. And depending on the topic, I probably use that experience to support my case on something. And I also rather have that person to know me in person and not through my podcast. You know what I mean? I don't want them to know, what I need in a guy, or what I prefer to happen in a date. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? You know how I have my tips and shit like that? Like, I don't want them to know who Lady Jig is through the podcast. I want them to know me through conversation, through hanging out, you know. Now, but why do I tell some of my dates about my podcast? Well, because sometimes they ask, what do you do for fun? What are your hobbies? And, you know, it's always good to know that the person you're talking to or dating or whoever or whatever, is that they have other things going on, not just work, you know. They have other things in their life that's happening for them because you want to see this all-around person, right? So for me, I don't want them to think, oh, all I do is work and shit and that I go home and nothing happens, you know. So I do say I do have a podcast because that podcast, like this podcast to me, is a part of me in a way, because I'm able to be creative, I'm able to speak my mind on things. So yeah, of course I want to tell them. Why wouldn't I? So yeah, I want to say this is my hobby, this is my passion, and it intrigues them too, you know. It gets them to be even more interested in me, which is cool. Yeah, and so that's something I want to tell them that. And yeah, a lot of times it's been fine. But if I do share that I have a podcast, I don't tell them how to access it. I'm just very like, you know, but I don't want to tell you. And he's like, why is that? Because it's about love, sex, and dating. And I do at times, or a lot of times, talk about my dates on there, you know? So, and then, yeah, some guys, honestly, for the most part, everyone has been respectful and been like, okay, I get it, you know? Or they don't care. They don't want to listen to it. However, one person that I'm talking to. When you guys use talking, what do you guys mean by that? Because to me, talking means like not just on the phone, but we've been on like two dates or we're not exclusive. So is that seeing each other? Like, what the fuck? I don't know what terms to use, honestly, but we've been on two dates and he's, after the first date, I told him on the phone, like, I have a podcast, but I told him I'm not going to tell you because I don't want you to get to know me through the podcast. I want you to get to know me in person. And the thing is, this guy listens to podcasts. See, you know what? You're fucking listening to me. You're probably listening to this and I don't care. So if you hear this, I'm talking about you, boo. You were hella curious about my podcast. You found me. So he found my Instagram. Now, the thing with my Instagram, I didn't realize that if you find me, you can, you know, you still have to request to be my friend and I have to approve. And I thought, you know, because on my handle, like, you can see my name, but I also put a link. I thought no one can see that until they become my friend. So, but the thing is, he could see it. So he did find me and he was like, hey, I found your podcast. And I was like, shit, you know. And it was like, and I said, don't listen to it because, like I said, I don't want you to get to know me through that, you know? And he was like, at first, okay with that. Like, he was respecting, but he couldn't. He was too curious and he listened to it. So what are you gonna do? Because he can do whatever he wants. Like, I can't stop him. But I'll tell you right now, like, this other person that I'm also seeing, because why would you put all your eggs in the basket, man? Like, in one basket. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not exclusive to any of these people. We're just getting to know each other, going on dates and whatnot. Look, this second guy, I told him about my podcast. And he did ask me, like, oh, what's about? And I tell him it's about love, sex, and dating. He's like, okay, you know, can I listen? I was like, no. And he was like, why? You know, and I explained it. And he was cool with it. It's like, okay, you know, since you don't want me to listen to it, I'm not going to. You know, because you don't want me to. And I was like, wow, okay, that's cool. And so that actually attracted me more to him because he was respecting my wishes, right? And honestly, so he had already befriended me on Instagram. And when I found out, like, people can see the link without me approving them to be my friend, I blocked him. So later on, like, I added him again on Instagram. He's like, what happened? I thought we were friends already on Instagram. It's like, oh, because I don't want you to find my Instagram or my my podcast and listen to it. He's like, well, no, I'm not going to do that because you said not to. So, yeah, I'm not going to. And I was so freaking impressed. I was like, really? Like, you actually will not listen to it because, you know, I said, you know, so... This whole thing became like a test that I didn't plan between these two guys. One guy was like, I'm too curious, I gotta listen. Whereas the second guy was very like, no, I'm respecting your wishes. Right? Like, dude. So of course the second guy is, that's cool. Good job, second guy. And you see, that's why I didn't, that's what I appreciate about that guy, because he was respectful. And it's not to say that when you date someone, you know everything about them, but there's little clues sometimes that can kind of help to see what kind of a person this is. Now, if this person, the first guy, was like, yeah, whatever, I'm still gonna do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would kind of wonder how you are in general with other things in life. It's not to say that's how you are, but do you have, like, the patience to, you know, wait? Or are you gonna respect the other person? Because that's, like, boundaries, you know what I mean? If that person says no, don't listen to it, and you're gonna go ahead and do it, like, you know, like, do you respect that person? Like, would you stop if that person says no, don't do that, you know what I mean? Like, whereas the second person, he was very like, no, I won't do it, you know? So I respect that. So points for the other guy. And I don't care if you're listening. I told you not to listen to my shit. anyway, that's about it, you know? I do one day want to reveal who I am. I know it's not like a big deal. It's not like the world is watching me be like, oh, who's Lady J? Nah, they don't care. I mean, people don't care. Maybe you guys care, but, I'm just not ready right now, you know, especially if I'm dating. Like, if people find me, oh, shit, that's the girl I dated. So maybe that's why she didn't like me. I don't know. I prefer it this way. But thanks for listening. I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday. Take care. Bye.